Police in San Francisco are responding to a workplace shooting at a UPS facility near the Mission District neighborhood. UPS says the shooter was an employee. Meanwhile, in Washington, FBI Special Agent Tim Slater says he's not aware of any political motivations, but the FBI is looking into all angles after the shooting early this morning at a GOP congressional baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia. The gunman has now died from wounds from return fire. Senator Bernie Sanders says he's learned the man was a volunteer in his campaign and that sickens him. Majority Whip Steve Scalise, one of the five people shot, is in stable condition. NPR's Greg Myrie has been following all of this. What a day, Greg. First of all, what more do we know about the shooter?
Wow. Well, his name is James Hodgkinson. He's 66. He's from Belleville, Illinois, which is a small sort of working class, middle class town just across the Mississippi River from St. Louis. He worked there as a home inspector, had some minor brushes with the law, according to the local paper, the Bellevue News Democrat. There was DUI, some traffic offenses, failure to get some permits, but nothing that would have pointed to a violent act like this.
Yeah, here's Senator Bernie Sanders today on the floor of the Senate.
I have just been informed that the alleged shooter at the Republican baseball practice this morning is someone who apparently volunteered on my presidential campaign. I am sickened by this despicable act.
So many reverberations there. But, Greg, you know, what more do we know? You know, the FBI spokesperson says they have no idea about motivation. But what more do we know about what happened? I mean, we're hearing about congressmen and senators and congressional aides scattering when this gun was revealed.
Right. So there's this early morning practice, and they go out there three times a week. And one of the congressmen said he was leaving early and was asked by a bystander, are these Democrats or Republican? And he told them they were Republicans. And the guy didn't have a weapon, did nothing, looked out of the ordinary. But it turns out, according to the congressman, that this is the guy that started shooting from behind a gate or through a chain link fence at the Republicans who were out there at 7 in the morning practicing baseball. Sort of from behind the third base side on the chain link fence. And then a couple Capitol Police officers came to the rescue.
Yeah, and by the way, two security people were shot, but we understand everybody is in, you know, okay condition. And Steve Scalise had that security detail, again, because he's the majority whip. And people like Rand Paul are saying, thank goodness, because they fear it would have been much worse. Here's Chief of the Capitol Police, Matthew Verderosa.
Suffice it to say that our officers acted, I believe, heroically today, and they're in good condition, and we look for a rapid recovery.
Greg, I'm imagining that people in the city today are talking about security. I mean, how do you protect people at baseball games?
Oh, yeah. Again, this is something that they wouldn't have normally had protection at only because Steve Scalise was there. Did you have these two officers? Otherwise, they would have just been sitting ducks out there. So it could have been much, much worse. Many more people injured or killed. These two Capitol Police officers really came to the rescue.
That's NPR's Greg Myrie in Washington after today's shooting in Alexandria, Virginia, at a GOP baseball practice for a charity game that, Greg, we understand is still going to go on.
Tomorrow night, still going on as planned.
Greg, thanks so much.
My pleasure.